Hey guys, it's episode 526 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. You're still here after last week's episode with Steve. Glad to have you back.
Thanks for staying around.
Let's just start off with a veteran shout out. Let's get right into it. We need a good omen.
Doug needs his practice too.
Are you ready to read?
I believe so. Okay, here we go.
read it then.
This is submitted by Justin Beard. The veteran is Eileen Beard. Like the facial hair.
That's awesome.
That was a good description.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He's in the Air Force 1953 to 1973.
Damn.
He was my grandpa, great role model, really enjoyed the outdoors. Didn't come from a hunting family himself, but really loved listening to the stories after the hunt. So thank you for spending that, Justin, and that's cool. Thank you for your grandpa for...
Mr. Beard.
Yeah, Mr. Beard.
Mr. Beard.
Great last name, guys. Thank you for your service. Thanks for submitting that.
I hope they have awesome beards.
Oh, that'd be tough.
Start submitting pictures with your veteran shout-outs. Headshots, please. Very cool.
That was a quick, short one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, thanks for your service.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for your service. Thanks for submitting. The podcast is presented by Elite Archery. We talk about our envisions a lot. If you'd like to get into Elite, use code WCB on really anything outdoor group. That code works.
But yeah. Get you something nice.
Treat yourself, you know? Don't listen to your wife.
You know, Christmas in July.
You deserve it.
You do.
Yeah, dude, your wife doesn't know what she's talking about. You know our saying.
She sucks. You deserve
She might not, though. She could be a sweet girl.
She's okay.
But you treat yourself, man. It's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission, is what I've always heard. Get that bow. Podcast also brought to you by Big Time. Code WCB 2022. Save yourself some money on supplemental feed or Big Time seed. What do you need? One or the other? What's your favorite, Doug?
The Platinum.
It's a hot item.
Deer love it.
It's a real hot item. Eric, what's your
favorite? Don't taste too bad either.
Since I can't use
it. Just kidding. Don't eat it.
In Illinois.
I'm going to go with the Platinum also.
It's a hot commodity. It goes quick at the shoot.
It does.
When we're giving away.
It goes quick on the ground, too.
Nice.
There it goes.
Okay. I see what you did there. Also, Huntworth Gear. Huntworthgear.com. My favorite pattern by Huntworth is I got to go Tarnin. I don't know. I like it all, though.
I'm going Disruption, baby.
But if you're someone that likes solid pants, they have a new ash brown and dark gray solids now. For pants, so not only can you wear your what our buddy Dakota would call tech pants through your daily life, but you can wear them when you're hunting too. Support Huntworth, check them out. But yeah, that's new from Huntworth here, and you can shop by camo pattern from lightweight, midweight, heavyweight, tops and bottoms. They got it all.
Huntworthgear.com,
code WCB15. Scent crusher, gear bag, roller bags, all that stuff. We use it. That's going to be our luggage for Africa coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And Old Barn Taxidermy. It all kind of ties in. That's where everything will end up eventually if we kill stuff in Africa. I don't know how long it's going to take to get it back.
Put your camo in the sand crusher bag. Go kill an animal. Take it to Old Barn. Easy peasy.
Just smuggle it in through our sand crusher bags?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
The animal?
Yep. Yeah.
They won't smell it.
I'm going to need a closet. For the
you could just
pick that shit I'm shooting.
Won't be bad. Won't be bad. And camofire.com. Revolving deals, I think every 12 hours. That's what the same thing always say. Delete your browser history. They need to make that a slogan so your wife doesn't find it. That's a commercial in the making right there for Camofire. Come on.
You got to do it.
Come on. But check it out, man.
We'll make it.
If you're in the market for, I mean, anything hunting, you know, just keep your eye on Camofire. Download the app. They make an app. It's dangerous to have, but download it. But if you got a Western trip coming up, if you know you got a Western trip next year and there's a hit list of items you need and you got to buy it anyway, you might as well just stay on the horn with the Camofire app for a year.
And save some money.
And then when you find it, you might get 40% off of a lot of these things you need on your checklist. But it's the deal is a limited time. You know, you have a window to jump on it and it's gone. And then there's new stuff. So keep that in mind.
They also have like bow hangers. They always have those on there, like those little hooks. You can never have too many of that stuff.
Yeah, sometimes there's crispy boots on there.
Right.
For deals. So, yeah, good point, Eric. Check it out. Stay on the horn there. Camo. Just download the app. Check it every day. See what's up. Also, Novix tree stands. The Hilo. I like the Echo. The Hilo is probably my favorite stand ever. I'm a full-length stick guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like we talked
about. Full-length double step.
Double steps are nice, especially as your last stick on top.
For sure.
That's the shit. And you can use code WCB22. That might be done. It was good for 200 uses. I got to double check with them. That might be filled up and gone already. They only ran one sale over 4th of July, and then our promo code is limited uses. After that, you're paying full price.
Yep.
So if it was on your list, we tried to tell you. We tried to warn you. So great people there at Novix. All right, let's get on with the episode. Got the veteran shout out, the beginning of it. Hope you enjoy this. Illinois Deer and Beer, we hope to see you there. Big Time will be there. Novix will be there.
And we're having an after party.
And an after party. Good fucking point. We talk about all this in the episode.
Yep.
Hope you enjoy. Thanks for being here.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Mutt from Bow Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast, New Windsor, Illinois.
That's right.
Here in Illinois, where all the New Windsors are located.
New Windsor, Illinois, here in Illinois.
That's right. Doug, what do you think about that?
I found it on the Google Maps.
Did you? We're on there now.
We are.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should advertise that, but if you Google us,
kind of a big deal.
You got to drive through a small town to find the small town that you're in.
That's right. There's lots of small towns. Like, we're not just like the direct small town. We're like multi-layered.
We're a knockoff of the small town.
Yeah.
We're the suburb of the small town.
Hey, yeah. Did you notice on the Google that we're next to the Garden Gate?
No, I did not.
Whatever that means, that's a real thing right next to us. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Beats me.
Kurt Geyer here.
Eric Hyman.
Doug Schmidt.
Austin Chandler.
And two very special guests. We'll start to the first guy closest to me.
Cole Thompson.
And?
Motherfucking Frank Archie.
Our favorite black guy in the hunting industry.
Here.
What an intro. Guy.
You know that dog.
So let's just jump right into it. Already, this is going to be kind of a BS episode. And it's very on par for the course, for the topic that we're covering, and also a repeat guest. It's just been a few years, and there's been some weird things happen in the world that created a delay of this great show that we're covering this episode. Cole, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks.
Last time it was a phone conversation. I was on the highway.
It was a phone conversation, but still good.
Yeah.
This is better.
Still, yeah, this is way better. This is my first time here, and I love it.
So
that's awesome.
We waited for you to come in studio for us to build this new place.
Yeah.
So Illinois Deer and Beer Fest is what we're going to talk about, and then it's going to immediately turn into a BS session.
Mm-hmm.
Because before this podcast, we were already having too much fun. We were jamming music and drinking some cold ones, and exactly on par for Illinois Deer and Beer
Not
Fest.
Us. We don't drink any cold ones, do we?
Cold waters.
Yeah, right. Just cold.
Some drinks.
Cold ice waters.
That was a water. That was a water.
Canned water.
Yeah. That was a canned silo of water.
It's like a 24-ounce canned water.
Gotta stay hydrated. It's important.
I mean, electrolytes, some salt I heard is good in your water nowadays.
Some hops.
Hops is good. It's natural. It's organic.
Put some hops in your water.
Yeah.
It's full of all the important stuff.
All the important stuff. Everything you need to function as a Midwestern deer hunter during your work.
That's correct.
Agreed.
Cole, what's up with Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, man? I got to say, the first show was a fucking banger. So congrats on the first show.
Thanks, man.
But what happened after?
COVID.
Get closer, a little closer to
me. COVID happened.
There you go.
Yeah, no, the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, the first year was a banger. I mean, it was so much fun.
A pretty good show out for a first year of a show, like impressive work.
Well, thank you. You know, I didn't know what to expect going into it. You know, all I did was did my thing. You know, I just
that's all you can do.
Got on the phone, got on the email list, started blasting, and the turnout was better than expected.
It was great.
It was great.
It was an awesome show.
And I enjoyed my time. It was just, it wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be the day of. You know, everything just played out and just went. I was waiting for something bad to happen, but never really came.
Especially with us there.
Yellow.
My fucking phone?
Sorry, guys. That's my daughter.
Oh. I mean, you better answer that.
No, that's good.
Okay. I'm like, is my phone going off?
She's just going to ask me questions.
Oh. That's right. She'll be all right.
She'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
She might
keep you updated.
Back a few times here.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. It's on
you got to handle your biz. Handle your biz. So I got to be honest, man. Once COVID hit, I was like, fuck, where's the show going to go? I got 1 year. And then Illinois is not the place to have public events during time of
pandemic,
democratic control crises, I guess, if you want to
just anything
word it that way. Is that risky to word it that way?
No,
but everyone knows
on par.
We're the state of Chicago.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was down for the count there for a while.
Everything was.
Yeah.
Especially anything Illinois based was fucked.
Yeah, I was really, really crossing my fingers for 2021, but didn't pan out. Like, by the time I thought I could do it, it was just too late. Too late to get the plan together, to get the marketing together, to get everything going.
Because I remember staying on the horn with you, like, dude, what
are we doing?
It's going to happen. Yeah, and then it was just like, dude, it's Illinois sucks.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah. Illinois does suck.
And I mean, it wasn't just your guys' show either those couple of years. It was all the shows.
Yeah, every show suffered, man.
It just sucked that you had your first show, and it was a banger, and then you had this shit come in the next 2 years. You know, it's just like pissing your Cheerios right there.
Yeah, and I mean, I could have probably somehow swung a 2021 show, but it wouldn't have been enjoyable for anybody.
No.
You know, so it was just like...
Not the show you would want to put on.
It's just
on.
Not what I wanted to go into.
We did some shows in 21, and a lot of... Like, a couple of shows were able to, like... kind of snake in on the pockets of like where everybody was kind of calm and then got crazy again. And everyone that showed up, they're like, fucking mask mandates. This show sucks. It's like, it's not the show, dude. It's
at least you're here.
Yeah. It's like, you're out. Yeah. Like, you know, so
you still showed up.
Yeah. So
it was the same thing with this show. You know, I was immediately getting emails like, so tell me about the regulations we're going to have to deal with.
For 22?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a few guys that were really concerned about how I was going to handle it.
Hey, don't come.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, it came down to that. But I mean, at the same time, the venue.
I'm speaking for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're all good, dude. But the venue is way cool with it, way understanding, and they're nowhere near, you know.
Well, it's Bloomington, Illinois. Smack dab central Illinois, basically.
Right in the middle.
Central. I mean, an hour or less, you know, from Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, South Chicago, not too far.
What's the dates on it again?
August 27th and the 28th.
Saturday, perfect. Sunday show.
Saturday, Sunday show.
So, coming back, it's almost like it's first year having the show again a little bit.
Literally, I had to pick it up from ground. Yeah, I had to start all over again. Yeah, but it's been... it's been great. I mean, the response has been beyond what I thought it was going to be.
Better than the first round?
Yeah, because you still have, you know, some repeat, you know, the vendors from the first show had, like, they're signed me up for next year, you know.
Yeah, but which is a great response.
Which is a great response, but COVID happened. So, you know, I still kind of had to, like, you know, reach out to all these people.
Yeah.
And but they're still, you know, on par, and we've got new.
Everyone
venues,
remembered it. That's the good thing.
Everyone remembered it, yeah. And then,
and for people that do a lot of shows, to remember a show and want to do the show is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Because trust me, you don't always want to do another show after you've done 13 or whatever in a row.
The enthusiasm behind some of the vendors, you know, they're returning. Yeah, it's they're ready for it.
You know? Yeah,
and that made me feel real good.
Yeah,
awesome.
And
for sure.
And plus, it's going into, you know, and into our deer season.
Yeah, dude. So, late August.
You know, everybody's pretty amped up about
we're,
that.
We're all going to be.
And
amped
let me
up
holler at my boy Doug right quick. You know, Mr. Mustache over there talking about Illinois sucks. Yeah, the politics suck, bro.
Dude, Illinois just sucks, Frank.
Hey, it don't suck, man.
Listen, Frank, back me up here. Illinois bodies Iowa and deer.
No,
we're a
two buck state.
And
all
we body
day,
you guys.
Do we want to talk about it being a 2 buck state and go there?
What's that?
Do we want to talk about it being a 2 buck state?
Well, Illinois, We'll get to that point. Yeah. We'll get there. I want to talk. We're still talking about the show. Yeah. So
we'll argue later, Doug.
We don't want to talk about Frank.
Doug and Frank.
My bad, bro.
Watch you
stir it up here in a minute, Frank. When we get a, we're gonna beat the shit out of Doug on the podcast. Except for Eric, all the Illinois boys just beat the fuck out of Doug.
Have you ever thought about dyeing that mustache like lime green?
Color? He's done it. Well,
black,
jet black.
Ooh, the old Tom Selleck.
Lime green would be.
If I go jet black, you'll see me from 10 miles away.
What if you went lime green? You'd be like,
that's
working
cocky.
Class bow hunter. Like,
what am I working in road construction? I ain't doing that.
But duh,
dude,
duh,
that's, duh. That's orange, bro.
Oh, bro.
My bad.
But if you go black, they'll never go back, bro.
Damn.
I dyed it black, dude.
And he went back.
It's true.
Oh, sorry. Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. So what's exciting about this year, one, it's coming back. That's exciting itself. But we're doing a working class bow hunter after party.
Yes.
Which is really fucking exciting for us, especially, and hopefully for you.
Oh, dude, that's going to be the moment in the day where I'm going to be just ready to go.
It's gonna ready
be,
to rip?
Oh, yeah. The day will be a win by that time, I think, and I'll be able to relax.
Yeah, it'll be off your shoulders.
Yeah.
And
so to get rowdy.
I'm going to hand you the first beer. Like, hey.
What's cool about...
I can't wait for that mustache. I can't wait for that. I'm going to look for you.
Right.
It's a Smirnoff Ice. Gotcha.
I got you.
Oh, no.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, no. I'm not going to be happy about that.
It's a bottle of Jack. You got to chug it.
I hope that's the worst point of my day.
Right.
That's the worst.
Pretty good worst point to the rest of your high point of the day. But so Cody Christian from Virginia is headlining, playing at our after party.
Yeah.
And Dustin Huff, which everybody in the deer hunting community knows Dustin Huff now for killing that giant Indiana typical.
The Huff buck.
He's opening for Cody Christian. Cody Christian is a fucking killer musician.
Look him up.
Look him up. That's just YouTube awesome. Cody Christian music. And he's like a folk country music. Just he's going to blow up. Like, I just know it. How I found him through our good buddy Sean Polk. And then it kind of rolled into the rest of this. So something happened with Cody's job where they send out like a company-wide mandate for some bullshit. And he responded back, reply all, to the company, like everybody in the company. And he stamped his like country music honky-tonk man logo on the bottom of this like resignation letter that he wrote in. And he said, after X amount of dedicated years to this company and trying to grow and do this, I'm filling in my resignation, my time ending right now. I'm quitting to be a full-time honky-tonk man. You can find me on Spotify for Cody Christian, not the rapper. I guess there's a Cody Christian rapper.
Oh.
Basically, I have a new album launching spring of 2022. Just support my shit pretty much. And that's how he quit his job.
That's just so badass.
And Sean Polk screenshot the email because it was company wide and Sean worked for the same company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he said, hey, you got to look this guy up. Well, I looked him up and I'm like, wow, his music's incredible. Scrolled through his Instagram. I'm like, and he's a deer hunter. And then I ended up somehow like messaging him. And the next thing you know, I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, dude, if I can find anything in Illinois or the Midwest that you could play a show at an outdoor show or whatever, I'll hit you up because I appreciate that hustle. That's you got to awesome. Support people like that, man. Oh, that's the American dream. So Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, Cole, we get to talking about doing this working class bow hunter after party. And I'm like, fuck, I got a guy.
Yeah, dude, you gave me his number. I called him up and he was like, I am there.
Yeah.
He was excited right off the get go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's ambitious too. Like he's ready to work, you know?
Yeah.
We need to have him in on a podcast.
I would love to have him in studio. He said he'd do it.
He kind of reminds me of like Chris Stapleton-ish. He's a big guy with a great voice.
Dude, I give him 24 months, give him 2 years, and this dude will be fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
He's that good. He's fucking good.
It's going to be awesome.
And Dustin Huff is incredible as well.
Yeah.
Great musician, great songs. Like, and the dude's an awesome guy.
Yeah, great buck.
Not only did he kill a giant buck, he's a great human being.
There's no doubt.
Great buck, great music.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're going to be vibing. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a party.
Hey, yeah. It's going to be a party.
Even if you don't give a fuck about us or the show, well, so what's how do you get into the after party? You have to come to the show to get to the after party?
No, you don't necessarily have to come to the show. No, I have tickets available. Like either on site, you can either come to the show, grab your tickets, or you can pre-buy them now and you know, if you want to skip the show, which I think is a bad idea. Don't skip the show. I think it's a real bad idea. But, yeah, you can get right into that kind of concert afterwards.
I'm skipping the show.
Here's what I say. Here's what I say. You got plans in the morning. You got to make your girl happy. You come to the show midday. Grab yourself a beer. Walk around the show. Support the good vendors. Yep. Support Novix, which is going to be our booth neighbor at the show.
Yep.
Come out. See the good people that are willing. American business people. Support the gang. We're not rush out here. Support everybody. Come half day. Drink some beers. And then just stick around for the after party. And then if your girl wants to bitch, she can go home and pick you up after you had a few.
Yeah, or get dropped off in the morning and just spend the day there. Have your girl drop you off in the morning, and you will find stuff to do all day long.
Doug will keep you busy. Doug will be that guy.
There's no reason you can't.
Sleeping outside in a tent just to see the concert.
There actually is camping on site.
Front row, baby.
There is?
Oh, yeah. It's the fairgrounds.
I remember that from last year. Yeah.
The fairgrounds. Or yeah, they offer camping. Ago. So I don't know if they charge anything to pitch a tent.
Dude, I'm about to pull the pop-up out there.
There you go. Dude, you could pull a camper out there. It's $22 a night. You know, they got hookups. They got public restrooms and showers. Like, yeah.
So there's power hookups out there for campers?
Yeah.
Do you want an Airbnb a camper?
Just pull the camper out?
You're going to make us fend for ourselves?
My parents' camper?
Me?
Yeah. Dude, you're just going to roll solo in the camper, and then we're going to have to find
a way. I have an idea. Everyone sleeps in the camper, man.
Room for like six dudes?
Oh, we could make it work.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Dude, the one side's like a California king, and the other side's like a queen.
Bro, we're there.
We'll figure it out.
So I got to tell you where this is going. Yeah. I really like
get your own
Novix
camper.
We got to get some orange snow fence out and fence around your campsite and do an after party.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Cole, you get the campers and get the snow fence, and we're doing that.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That's not a terrible idea.
I think I'm going to leave.
I'm full of good ideas.
I got a pop-up.
That's how this all started.
The after party.
We got to get a red velvet rope, though. Let people in with their name on it.
I will pay for one out of my own pocket.
Is Illinois Deer and Beer going to get us an RV?
Ooh, that's...
just for the night?
You just rent one.
I will look into that. Okay. I'm not going to turn it down right now.
Don't do that.
I'm going to look into that for you.
Eric's going to be VIP in it, but he's going to be blacked out.
We have somebody coming with an RV now. So that's already happening. So,
all right, well, if it all fails, I could bring the Buckstorm boys... called the Latte Lounge, and it's a pretty comfortable sleep.
It'd be a safe bet.
As long as we got a power hookup,
that's actually
AC.
Really nice, yeah. The Latte Lounge is really nice.
Nice unit.
Yeah.
Great unit. Be our base camp.
Hey, I mean, as long as no one breaks in, which we're not going to keep shit in, I mean, we got a spot to sleep. That's all I care about.
We're going to find.
$6.
What's up?
I just texted you something.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's weird.
The afternoon.
I didn't know if it was, you know, just watching myself.
Yeah, we can talk about this. You were being respectful as all.
Yeah.
PSE, which is not a partner of ours, but great people and great bows. They donated 20 bows.
Yes. For door prizes.
Door
prizes.
Oh, that's pretty cool of them.
Dude, that's a lot of bows.
That's 20 bows.
That's the most I've heard
given away as door prizes.
So you just come pay your entry fee and you're entered to win a bow.
Yep. You're entered to win a bow. You know?
Interesting.
And I'm sure you guys, I mean, last show, you guys were giving away all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah.
This year's show, we have invested around $100,000 with a retail value in door prize giveaways.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's impressive.
Right? $100,000. It blows my mind just thinking about how we came up with it, but yeah.
So if you show up to the show.
If you show up to the show, you're going to get one ticket, and you're going to be, that ticket could have a chance to be drawn all day long. And at any point in time, you could win you know, anything from Nocturnal Nox to Rage Broadheads to PSE Bows, you know.
No shit.
Yeah, we got a laundry list of
you got to be present to win?
He's a state of the after party. What the
not
fuck?
Really.
Yeah,
no,
you got to be present to win.
I mean, yeah, right.
Just ask.
Just stay for the Jesus after party.
Christ. So how we decided we're gonna pick that off is we're going to be posting the winners throughout the day on our Facebook page. So we're going to be posting raffle ticket winners throughout the day. So as long as you pick them up by Sunday, you're golden. But we're not going to be shipping things to anyone afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. If you don't get
they
it,
they go to us. If no one claims them, right?
Yeah. Doug gets them.
Hey, I didn't hear Novak's get a little you know,
Novix. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Novix is Novix, in on those door prizes.
Oh,
too.
I might enter that.
Yeah. Some tree stands, some hats, yeah. some merch.
Merch.
Wow. Yeah. Throwing some WCB merch on that too.
All right.
You can't kill big bucks if your wife sucks t-shirts. You know, that's you need right. one of those. If your wife sucks, you really want one of those t-shirts so she takes a fucking hit. Am I right, boys?
I like it. She gave away one of those every hour.
That's why, like, guys, like, man, my old lady got mad at that shirt. I'm like, she must fucking suck then, because it's a compliment if she doesn't. It's a diss if she does.
I mean, the best was that email I got from a guy. He's like, see, can I return the shirt? Because my wife wasn't happy about it. And he's like, ah, fuck her, I'll wear it anyway.
It's the ultimate test, really. And that's why it was like a popular but controversial shirt. It's like, you know, if the guy's killing big bucks, or at least has the time to put the effort in to kill big bucks, and she can't control whether you pull it off or not, but
yeah,
she can allow you the time to pull it off. So bless her heart, either way.
Dude, yeah, my wife's part of that club. Like, I've tried and tried and tried.
She doesn't suck,
but,
though.
I put in the hours, but I don't come home with the big bucks sometimes.
That happens.
It's the allowed hours is what really counts, you know?
Yeah, it's insane. All the convincing you got
to
do.
So what else is coming to Illinois Deer and Beer, man? I'm excited for the show. I really am.
Yeah. So this year, we got the auction. The auction is back. So Cody Redman will be hosting a sportsman's auction.
Okay.
You know, but it'll have everything sportsman related in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first year we did, it was a rough retail value of roughly $500,000 worth of products.
Jeez. That,
yeah. It's kind of insane.
And that's, so there's like a stuff. Big giant pavilion right outside the show. Is it going to be in the same place?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be just right outside under a pavilion. And
you can't miss it.
Crank. No, you won't be able to miss it. He's going to be loud and proud and just, yeah, just cranking items out left and right as fast as he can.
Hey, which right next to there, that's where the WCB after party is as well, underneath the same pavilion. So rain or shine, it's still going down.
It's happening.
That's it. Yeah,
it's a good security cover is what it is.
Yeah, I like it. I've even thought about like kind of wrapping, because it's just a roof, but I've even thought about maybe even wrapping like some kind of wall, you know, like plastic, just keep, if cross your fingers,
get a hard wind.
Gosh, yeah, get a hard wind, some rain, you know.
Knock on wood,
be bad. But I thought about
if you got a concert going though, no one's gonna give a shit.
No one's gonna give a shit. You know what? It makes good times. You know,
like that's right.
Those
remember that concert we went to? There was 80-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, we were storming, front row.
Yeah, and Cody Christian got electrocuted by his amp. Yeah, hit with some stray wind.
They,
and some water.
That was some rock.
They make the best stories. For sure.
You're right. That's why we always say with our shoot, it's like rain or shine, we're partying.
That's right.
You know, we're shooting. Because it's a mud fest, it's just
makes you just remember. Better.
It just makes the memories, man. Yeah.
Yeah. You always remember that one time you went and it fucking poured rain. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Dude, I got like a million. I forgot a million fishing stories, but the one I remember is as a friend of mine who bought a brand new John boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 14-foot, 4-foot wide John boat. And it was brand new to him, but it was absolutely used. You know?
Yeah.
Super used. Yeah.
Absolutely used.
It was a guaranteed piece
does
of
anyone
shit.
Ever buy bought a there
was a guaranteed piece of shit.
Yeah. Right.
Does anyone ever really buy a brand new John boat?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know anyone.
I don't think they even make them. Like
you know
that.
Anybody that's that? Yeah, do they even make them new?
The guy who makes them just drives them around until they're used.
They come off the line used.
Dude, I tell this story so much, and it's my favorite story
mine?
To tell.
I guess.
So I'm on a podcast right now, so I absolutely want to tell it.
Yeah, tell it.
So, dude, my buddy, his name's Jeff Edgar.
I'm going to
call him straight out,
too. You're the man.
His name's Jeff Edgarly. He bought this. He manages a Texas Roadhouse in Champaign. And
shout out to Texas Roadhouse.
Shout out to Texas Roadhouse.
Love Texas Roadhouse.
Dude. Oh, it's bomb.
Isn't it a crazy restaurant? This restaurant's awesome.
That's a salty, delicious beverage right there.
My motherfucker's good, ain't it?
So we hit this pond up. It was like May, and it's like early morning. Like mist is rising on this pond. It's still like sweatshirt weather though. It's like, you know, slightly chilly in the air, and it's like a, I don't know, 5-acre pond. Not real big, but it's a, used to be gravel pits. And so we hit this. We get on this lake. We hit the first bend. I mean, it's first thing in the morning. Three of us are just throwing lures. And he hooks into a great bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I say it, like he brought it up and it flashed us and it was like, oh, that's every bit of a 6-pound bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So me and my buddy Vaughn, we pull our lines in, you know, respectful. Like we're not trying to get snagged up in them. Grab the net, you know, he's working this fish And it works. It's finally, like, he works it for good, you know, probably was 45 seconds, a minute, you know, works its way back under the boat below us, breaks his line. Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. So he just, you just see all the emotion in him. He just deflates.
Just drains.
Just
him.
Deflates, you know, just deflates. And he just, you know, dead weights into the chair. And the chair broke loose from the bottom of the boat. And it just straight, he just, there's nothing he could do. It happened so fast. Just dumped him off the back side of the boat. So he hit the water head first, and his feet were in the air.
Like a scuba diver. No, dude. Like a scuba diver coming off the back of the boat. Dude, like, yeah, dude, couldn't get it any was every worse. Bit of
it. Couldn't. And the first thing, he goes, he fully submerges. First thing out of the water, his, you know, is his brand new, you know, $200 St. Croix setup, you know, and he climbs back on the boat, soaking, just soaking wet. Imagine how deflated he was, and then.
Added to the whole deal.
I was laughing for every bit of an hour after that. I could not stop. Like,
I thought for sure you guys were going to sink this boat somehow.
No, we didn't. We didn't flip the boat, but he was definitely off the boat into that water.
That's awesome.
Oh, what a bummer. Today ain't your day.
No. And hey, we fished for another like 2 hours after that.
Just
like,
soaking wet.
He manned up and we kept going. We probably caught another 14, 15 fish after that.
Nice. He's probably freezing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. It was the best story, best fishing story any of us have, you know, since then, just because he fell off the boat.
That's right. Those are those stories that you're never going to forget.
Never going to forget.
No. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, if there's a concert with an 80 mile an hour wind.
Dude, yeah.
You're going to remember that damn concert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Or if it's just a rocking concert, you might remember it too.
Oh, that's true also. I mean, it's going to be our
You just
our
get parties. Fucked up.
Can you imagine a rocking concert with 80-mile-an-hour winds blowing his beard and his hair everywhere, and he's just absolutely Whoa. Just rocking.
We're on stage trying to throw t-shirts, and it's like...
Yeah, and behind him, he's chugging beers, and it's just epic. Yeah, I can remember.
Or Doug's mustache going...
In the wind?
Oh, yeah.
That thing doesn't blow in the wind.
I know, right?
Look at it.
Yeah, it does.
It's weak.
Yeah.
Weak.
What would you know?
That shit's weak, son.
He says, wear one.
Damn, that's a bold statement.
Quick. Who are you? Bring the chops back and we'll talk.
I'm going to get you to shave it one of these days.
It's a good point.
You never get me to shave it.
How long have you been growing that thing, bro?
I've had it.
How old are you? 33 years?
31.
31 years?
Jesus. You're 35, aren't you?
Close.
I've had it for like 6 years.
But that's always the go-to though, right?
I mean it's in me now.
Have you straight had that mustache with nothing else for 6 years
now? Yeah.
He can't grow anything else.
That's kind of true.
It's 100% facts.
Kind of sad, bro. What happens with conversation when I leave to pee?
It got weird.
Is that what happens usually? Does all the steam just get blown out of things sometimes?
It defaulted straight to mustache.
Yeah, we got on Doug's stash.
That's all you got.
Frank just went straight to mustache.
That's fair, though. It is kind of weird. It's all you've had.
I don't think so.
But it's always great to hear those.
If it works,
stories,
it works, right?
Man.
It's a great commitment story.
Yeah, wait. How long did you say you had that?
6 years.
No. Because we just had a picture at his wedding. You didn't have a mustache. You ain't been married.
You
6 years.
Son of a bitch.
How long have you been married?
Sounds nuts.
You just had your anniversary, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, put him on the spot.
Guess it hasn't been quite 6 years, has it? 5 years.
5 years.
I was five?
Well, yeah. Shit, you've seen the picture.
You're close.
You've seen the picture.
It's been
smooth.
You need to grow that thing 5 years. Out. Turn it up on the
Thanks, Leah. Leah's in the background. My wife didn't remember, so it's just
you
like,
helping him.
But we've been together for like 13, so we always count that, you know.
Right. 13,
yeah. Damn. Well, shit, been together 13 years.
How long have I had the mustache?
My anniversary is tomorrow, and my wife is going out with her friends. I'm like, okay, well.
who gives a fuck, right. man? Just it's bang right. me when you get home. I don't care.
That's all that matters anymore.
That's a
right?
fair point.
And I'm gonna take you out to dinner.
Yeah,
cool,
sick.
So you guys have been hooked up since for 13 years.
My wife and I have.
Oh, the wife. But, okay, but your homies.
The pod, yeah. we've been together.
Our relationship's a little bit shorter. Than
yeah, a little bit shorter.
We're going out with the girls.
The podcast has been about just over 7 years.
Yep.
Doug has been on since, when was the first episode you were on?
100 something.
So like, when did you feel like, you know, you saw that you had something different going on?
Pull your mic in a little bit, Frank.
Or something different from, yo, testing 1-2, bitch.
I love the bitch.
So something different from, you know, anything ever created in this industry. When did you feel like, you know, you've got something?
That's a good question.
I would say probably like a year in.
I don't know, man.
I'd say people started noticing it a lot more.
Yeah, but you guys were never really going for something different. We're just bullshitting.
Just doing what we do.
Just doing what we do.
You know what's actually kind of funny in my head? Well, you know, it's hard to remember. Because you're like, when you first started, you're like going so many different ways. Because at first, like for the first few, it was me and Steve. And then we're like, Eric, join this bitch. And then one of our other buddies did it with us for a little while. And then, you know, you go through like a growth process. Some people aren't as committed and whatever. It kind of fades in. Then we fired Steve. Fuck him. Great dude. But,
why'd you say that?
We love him, dude. I'm kidding. He was just on a BS episode.
He knows.
He knows. I did it for humor. But it's... I don't know. I don't really know. But I kind of wanted it to be more of a serious with light bullshit. And Steve just is never serious.
You're just complete bullshit.
And then it kind of just like 50-50. Maybe not. Maybe 50-50. I don't know what the fair ratio is.
And then we started drinking too much.
You can still be serious but have fun while you're being serious. So right. It's kind of hard. But I don't actually know the answer to that question, Frank, to be honest.
Damn.
I
got your ass.
It's a good question.
Fuck, yeah.
I don't know, man. What? I think like probably the big turning point was when our buddy Chase Rolfson, when we had never met him. I was traveling for work and he called me and he's like, basically he's a big time, one of the biggest marketing companies in the game, hit us up with interest and in talking to us because he thought we were doing something different. And I think maybe that was when I was like, fuck, are we really? I guess maybe we are. I don't know. That if I had to pinpoint it, that's probably when I would say was like the time where I probably thought about it.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I look at like when you guys talk about Drury, not getting away from, you know, the deer.
We can go back.
Deer,
well, hey,
but,
open
platform. You know, just like, I mean, I thought we were just wide open right now. But
we are,
like,
man.
When you talk about, you know, when you guys all came together and like... Like Mark Drury, those guys. I mean, this element wasn't out there back in those days.
Yeah. Well, the Drury connection happened a little later.
Well, no, I'm just talking about in general as a whole.
You know, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I consider those guys the OGs as well.
For sure.
And then you guys coming in with something new and exciting and different, because this is very different from back, you know, in the old days.
Right, right. And vibe-wise.
Vibe-wise is totally different, man.
Culture has changed.
Culture's changed, yeah.
Took us a few years to kind of assemble the crew that we have now. I mean, from when you guys started to when Ross and I kind of started filling in, that was, what, probably episode 150, 170, somewhere in there by the time.
Yeah.
By the time we started getting regular, probably close to episode 200.
So yeah, but you know, that's...
So have you gotten more love from the OGs? I mean,
for sure, their
perception.
For sure, more love. And a lot of, so it kind of, I don't know how to word it, but like the transition of love, hate to love a little bit. So like when we first started, we were kind of like raw and a little vulgar, and people still think we're vulgar. That's fine. Like, fuck them. Yeah. But it's, but nice. we've started that way. Like, we've kind of been vulgar, a little out of the box. So a lot of people, I think, initially before podcasts were a respected media outlet / marketing tool for companies in the outdoor industry, a lot of people were kind of like, those dudes are just drunk, a-holes, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I think as social media has exposed people and people, the more real someone is, the more people really respect them. Because real working class dudes are pretty vulgar, down to earth, will cut the shit with you. They cuss. They do what we do.
That's why we got so popular, because, I mean, so many people like the working class name and they were working class people.
Well, it's the vibe. It's not even the name. Even if we were fucking whatever, the name helps, but it's the attitude.
Right.
But that's what changed.
And that's where I was going. Like, I mean, so many people talk like us because they're in the working class atmosphere.
Yeah.
They're working in a factory or they're working in a shop somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you guys talk to each other. That's just how it is.
But the industry didn't have it before. Like, before we started just saying, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, back in the old days, though, you know, I mean, that shit wasn't happening, bro. But you guys brought something new.
Yeah. Well, the industry shock was like, I bet you, like, if Mark listened in our first 100 episodes when podcasts weren't like a respected tool in the game, he might have been like, nah, not for me. But I think like once you see what we've done and the time frame, then I think it's like, oh, well, there's something to that.
Right, right.
And really, it's like,
you know, because when you look back, you know, you look at those guys with those big ass glasses on with the big ass trucker hats, even though trucker hats are hipper now.
Yeah, taller the hat, closer to God, right?
You know, it's definitely a different vibe, man.
Yeah.
And I you know, from I'm being an OG, you know, I think that, you know, what you guys are bringing energizes and brings a new perspective to, you know, this industry, which is fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Which gives us older guys like, yeah, these guys have a lot of energy. You know, let's jump on board with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
it's a relief factor, you know, it's just like relax and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's shocking too.
So how do you guys, how does it feel for you guys individually? I mean, as a group, you know, knowing that you've set a trend, you know, within this industry.
It's cool, you know.
Okay.
But it's like also, what?
I don't feel like we really set the trend. I guess people say we do, but.
I mean, we did, but I don't feel any different. Like, I feel like we're still the three idiots that started this podcast.
Yeah, who in the hell is saying, motherfucker, you know? I mean, who's.
Right.
You don't hear nobody else saying anything, you know, using everyday language that we use.
Yeah. I think we were probably one of the first people to make it like normal in the hunting game as far as like podcasts. No one does it on TV shows, but podcast wise, right?
Yeah.
There's the next step right there.
That's us.
I mean, it is. I mean, it'd be like reality show, more relatable style, I think. Yeah, but
I agree.
I think now if you listen to a lot of other podcasts, I do think we have major influence. I don't think there's any doubt I don't know if there's really an argument. If someone wanted to argue it, they just don't know the history of outdoor podcasts. But you listen to another outdoor show, they're talking more like us now than they did 3 years ago. And maybe that's where the influence is. And we don't really care about that. But all we want to, you know, a lot of people start as like maybe us as influence, and now they're MFing us because they see us as like a competition. But I still think you give credit where credit's due a little bit in some of like the origins of where the transition happened, if that makes sense.
But I think your following speaks for itself, though. You know, I mean, you guys came in, everybody else seemed like they were afraid to go that extra mile, you know, to have these kind of conversations.
Yeah.
And you guys stepped out on the limb and did it, and it worked. And now you know, to me, you've set a trend, you know, for future podcasts. I don't know how the fucking podcast shit works, but you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
you know, because you know, I fucking want to listen to you every time you're on. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's like a one on one or a two on one.
Well, what I think in our perspectives, like Eric, don't you think our perspective's a little skewed? Like, we probably do more BS content than most podcasts, but here's like,
yeah,
here's a pro tip, maybe. And I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, everybody here a little bit. And we'll start with Eric, because Eric's like the tightest in the WCB group, like, to me, you know, like if someone, like, we can bullshit about anything, and it's almost more fun on the podcast now to talk about other, like, hunting's still great, right? But what I'm getting at is, like, if you can influence other conversation, life conversation into hunting, other factors into hunting, it makes the conversation for us a little more fun.
Right.
And I think if someone comes up, if you really want to get close with someone in the hunting industry and you talk to them something interesting other than the buck you killed, they're going to draw a connection to you quicker than if you just draw into the buck you killed story.
Oh, absolutely.
Does that make sense, kind of? I don't know if that translated to what I was saying.
It makes perfect sense, because like all these trade shows, like, we love talk about hunting. Like, we'll talk about hunting with anyone.
We do it every week.
But if someone's going to come to me and talk about wilding, I'm like, I've been talking about hunting for 14 weeks straight.
You're multi-layered with Eric.
Let's talk about welding for a little bit. You know what I mean? So, like,
but if someone shows Eric a welding project they did related to hunting somehow.
Yep.
That's
the pinnacle.
You got a love child with Eric just ready to give birth.
Win. Yeah.
The deer story is turning into smoke.
Hey, we're hugging. Yeah.
But I think that's where like our vibe is, like, we bullshit, but we're still talking hunting, but then we bullshit, then we go back to hunting.
Yeah.
Like, kind of we're talking about this deer show, but right now we're bullshitting.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to it. And then, but that's how conversation is.
I think a lot of the regular listeners look forward to that. They like how we can kind of go off the rails and talk about something totally different and then come back.
I mean, they like the total left field conversation.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what gets guys on a job site that they're working with dudes that don't hunt. they're maybe like, yeah, their buddy's playing it or something, and the dudes that don't hunt, they're kind of listening while they're working, and all of a sudden, Doug starts talking about, Doug's got a girl now, so we got to be careful with Doug. We got
to take it easy now.
What?
Yeah?
Doug's got a girlfriend. He's married.
Yep. Well, bro. Not married, but
Doug's married.
I have a girlfriend.
Stepdad Doug.
Yep.
So everyone can back off. Stop DMing me.
When Doug used to be just a young stud before he was tied down with the old ball and chain.
Back in the day.
We used to talk about all the Doug's
excursions.
Pussy he used to get, you know?
You didn't have to say it like that. You didn't have to do that.
did or didn't get.
That was a hard P.
That was a hard P.
It was?
Yeah. Couldn't have been much harder.
Was that a little hard? Aaron, out of line?
Not out of line. Close, but not out of line.
Okay. I'd be throwing a flag.
Inbounds.
No.
Inbounds.
That was out of bounds.
Hey, I don't know, Doug. Was it?
Hey, the past is the past. Okay?
Hey, episode 500 set the standard.
Yeah. Well, hopefully no one listens to that is affiliated with
that. That matters.
Wow, Doug.
Anyway.
Hey, you've changed.
Awesome explaining to do.
Yeah.
I looked at the numbers for episode 500. I honestly had not looked until today. They're insane. More people listen to that podcast than I probably wanted them to.
That's what I'm saying. I think like the regular people that listen, they enjoy when we just go fucking off the rails and just go berserk versus staying on one.
Dude, when I'm saying people listen to that episode 500, I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's the one I tell people don't listen to.
Yeah, hey. Don't listen to that one.
Fucking everyone listen to that one.
Ouchie.
Tell them to don't listen to it, and what do they do?
Have you listened to 500?
I'm going to.
Yeah, dude, Frank will love that. Have you listened cold to 500?
No, fuck.
I'm going to now, though, for sure.
Hey, just so you know, it's 5 hours long.
5 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to. I mean,
hell yeah.
Just work on it.
That's going to be, I'm going to have to work on that one. Yeah,
I was hammered.
Got drunk out there, Dougie.
Yeah.
Dougie had a pile of beers in front of him.
I had like 15 beers.
I'm pretty sure Doug
stayed here.
Doug kept saying, fuck that guy.
I said,
fuck that guy. I don't even know what guy we were talking. Talking about,
he didn't
I know
either.
Who we're talking about, but
he didn't either.
There probably wasn't even a guy.
Was it Steve?
Probably.
No.
Yeah, probably.
It's like a bracket on the wall, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Two of them.
Wall bracket, but Illinois Deer and Beer Fest is going to be fun because we're going to be doing the same thing there that we're doing right now.
That's right.
Yeah. 100%.
That's the draw to it, right? What kind of?
Yeah, dude. It's just,
is there any like parameters on like beer that's going to be served? Do you have any plans for that, or is it what can people expect there?
I mean,
it's in the title.
It is. And that is probably a misconception I need to address when it comes to just like microbreweries. Like, hunters don't care about microbrews.
I just want to drink cold liquid.
They just want to drink cold liquid. It's Busch, Bud Light, Coors, you know, your Coors. And
Corona going to be there, you think?
Corona will be there.
Oh, Frank's going to be able to get a Corona.
Just for Frank.
Yeah. Hot dang.
You know, it's your average domestics is the big thing, you know. I've contemplated getting involved with the microbreweries around town and stuff, but
wouldn't hurt.
I don't know how that would look.
I'd drink them up. Why not? Why not have the option?
The option's probably a good. It's probably a good idea to have the option. But
do you crank down like four?
Maybe
IPAs,
you might get to that point where it's like big enough to accomplish that one.
I wonder if we could work on some local brews here from the Quad Cities making it down there.
I will not be drinking.
I will not be either. I'm not a microbrew guy.
Yeah, but you got to appreciate a good beer when you have one.
I'll drink a Cherry Bomb Wine.
That's what I'm saying. You appreciate that. That's exactly my point.
Start with that and enjoy it, and then you have 17 of those.
I discovered a new brewery in the Quad Cities recently that I'd like to see there.
Yeah? Who's that?
Wake Brewing Company.
Wake Brewing Company.
Dude, it's a stoner metal bar, it won me over big time. I like a good stoner metal band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bongzilla, check them out. They're playing Bongzilla in there, and their beers are fucking good down there.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of Rock Island, Illinois. It's real nice.
Yeah, I mean, definitely something we can look into. But I mean, the city of Bloomington gets involved when it comes to bringing liquor licensing and all that.
Yeah, well, there's got to be some good local breweries in Bloomington that would.
Who knows? Maybe your brewery.
You better go try them.
Yeah, we just gotta.
Yeah, go try them all.
Look at the paper and. Make it figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but if not, domestics are fine.
Yeah.
Cold liquid. Cold wet beer is my favorite.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a hot day.
on a hot day. It's going to be a good time, man. So there's going to be beer served at the after party as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It'll be widely available at all times.
Yeah. You're going to be able to get one.
Yeah, you're going to be able to get one, for sure.
It's not a dry county in Illinois. Don't worry about it.
There is some.
Southern Illinois.
We'll have the bags set up. We'll have the cornhole set up.
Oh, that's going on, too.
Beer pong. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was last time.
Why in front of our booth? Again?
Yeah, of course. I couldn't. Oh, boy. I mean, that just worked out so perfectly. It was like default. It just happened, and we went with it. And golly, it was
me and Eric at beer pong, get a koozie. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you heard it.
You heard it here first.
Are we giving away working class bow hunter merch on beer pong games?
Shit, fuck. I got to order
Austin,
koozies.
You want to be on my team? And then we'll be Team Illinois, they'll be Team Iowa, and we'll you got to come play
us. Oh, there we go. Kill them. That's a good idea.
Boom.
Yeah. Okay.
No one's going to win shit, but
we'll start off.
We win merch. Playing ourselves.
We'll do Team Illinois versus Iowa. We'll play first, and then that goes who faces the first challenger.
All right. That'll work.
And then we'll pick up the slot.
Done.
Whoever loses.
So when we win and get tired, you guys can play.
They're probably going to win, man. Like, I'm not a bit. When I'm hot, I'm hot. But
usually
Doug went to college, man.
That's true.
The strong.
Doug went to college.
I was right there with him.
Oh, you went to college, too.
I did not.
He's got them long arms. You got to watch out for him.
That's right. Halfway across the table, boy.
Well,
no, elbows.
Elbows
baby.
Are a rule.
Got that long forearm. Clank.
Clank.
Suck it, Doug.
What's up?
Let's talk about your girl, Doug.
What's up?
Nothing to talk about.
Did you buy a ring yet?
No.
Yeah, when's the wedding?
We're not getting
How's
married.
How's it being a stepdad? How do you feel about that? Is that good?
How long you been with her?
Well, 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay. So you'll be good to go once.
Dude, by the time this launches, it could have been started and over by then.
It could be over by now.
Frank, look for save the date.
Save the date.
Save the date.
Bro, once we get to the show season, we're back on board, right?
No. You going to be in or
Frank,
what?
Easy, man. Easy, man. Easy. He's in trouble.
Hey, Doug, give us your mustache prediction on how this relationship's going to shake out.
No.
I'm totally honest.
No,
the mustache
no.
is working pretty good for me.
Totally honest. Let's hear
I'm
it.
I'm good.
Yeah. She's not going to listen anyways.
That's fine.
If you guys get married, Frank's got to officiate it.
Yeah. Cool. Trey is, actually.
Well, it depends if we go to Wyoming or not.
Oh, fuck.
If it's in Iowa...
Frank's got you, bro.
Frank's giving a speech regardless.
Yes, I'm there.
Frank's the best man. Everyone's like, who's this guy?
Sorry.
Damn, bitches.
Sorry, Scott, my brother.
Yeah.
Step down.
Yeah, step down. Frank's
royalties here.
Yeah.
So, Douglas, people want to know a few questions. Can we ask some basics, some foundation type questions?
All right.
We need honesty, Doug. Okay. Transparency.
Here's the first thing that might be a red flag to listeners or not. Where'd you meet her?
At a trade show.
Okay. That's where this is going already, huh?
All right. What else? What happened?
Did you get her Snapchat first or her phone number first?
Snapchat.
Snapchat's a bitch move. You gotta go straight for the phone number, dude.
No, Snapchat works way better.
Yeah, for temporary relationships.
You don't even know. You've been married before, like, Snapchat.
Yeah, and I've been with my girl for 13 years. Yeah, Guess where I didn't meet her? Snapchat.
Because Snapchat wasn't around then.
Yeah, it was.
No, what, 13 years?
Where have you been? I had Snapchat forever.
It's not been around for 13 years.
I agree
with Doug on that.
Fucking close. It's been around longer than you think.
Well,
I'm Googling.
Let me look it up. I'll look it up.
You're out
right
the
now.
Game, and Snapchat's the new game.
Bro, when I graduated, I saw the flip phone. They didn't have internet on phone.
Snapchat is the new game. Trust me.
It hadn't been around 13 years.
It has been. And
not
will be.
13 years. I'm guessing.
No one's single here, so they don't know.
No.
July 8th, 2011.
Holy shit.
I started dating. So it was 2 years after Sam and I started
12
dating.
Years.
God damn.
So suck it.
Right.
But
pretty closer.
That was way different than it is now. Like,
no, it's
Snapchat
not. I
is
think
a new way to talk.
If I was a chick or a dude and a girl asked for my Snapchat, I'd be like, what are you, a child? Ask for my fucking phone number, you bitch. Aren't you an adult? Do you have a full-time job? What are you doing?
You would not be thinking
I was
going to
say, that's why we're
pussy.
Out of the game.
Yeah.
I would be thinking if someone asked for my
if
Snapchat,
some hot
that
give me
your shady.
Snapchat, you'd be like, no.
What's the difference? Like, okay, why not just get their phone number if you're going to get their Snapchat?
Because Snapchat, you can just send pictures.
Yeah, that's shady. I would automatically think you're up to some shade.
Yeah.
Like, why are you temporarily trying to chat me? You know?
You've been out the game.
It's a real
long,
my guy. Talk to me in 13 years, yeah. Bro. We'll see how this shakes out for you, Mr. Right. Fucking stepdad.
Still Snapchatting.
Still snapping.
Nah. That's for kids, bro.
It is like a smaller, it's a smaller ask than a phone number, though.
It's a smaller ask. It's a bitch move is what it is. Yeah. Like,
if, but it gets you in. It gets you in,
right? But like, commit. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm literally in there.
It's like all the kids nowadays ask for Snapchat and raw dog each other. You're just all you're doing is spreading bad news everywhere.
You got to remember though, before this,
no wonder Doug COVID fucking happened.
Before this, Doug wasn't trying to commit to nothing.
Well, that's right. Mm. Neither was she. Mm. So we'll see how long this lasts. Snapchats are temporary; they fade away.
I'm rooting for you.
So does love.
Dude, you'd be better off meeting on Tinder and getting a real phone number, I think.
Dude, Tinder, you go through Snapchat. It all goes through Snapchat, trust me.
Right, maybe you're right, but...
I know, I've been there.
I believe him over you any day.
What's the divorce rate before or after Snap?
Oh, that's a really good question. I like it.
I don't know. It depends on your Snap score, probably.
Well, hey, Exhibit A.
You have one higher than me somehow.
I don't ever Snapchat either, so I don't know how that happens.
I need to look at my Snap.
You know, hold on. Does your Snap score increase when you get sent Snaps?
Yeah.
I get sent a lot of Snaps.
Oh.
You know what I do? Click through them. Don't ever send me Snapchats. I won't listen to them. If you send me a Snapchat,
I won't listen to them like it's an 8-track.
You know what I do?
I mean, you're going to start testing it.
You know what I do when I get a Snap? Click, 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 click.
I do right too.
If you want to talk to me, you know what you do? Send me a fucking video or call me and I'll answer. Me and you communicate different because you said I hang up fast.
You do.
You do. That's not just a Doug thing.
What do you mean I hang up fast?
So you're sitting here talking on a speakerphone and you're like, right, you know when the end,
I thought you're calling
end of the conversation
right,
is going and you're, I feel you're like you're sitting
Eric
here
right
like
now.
You're here. Click.
You just got to know timing.
My timing's off.
Yeah.
I got bad timing.
No, your timing's straight on because you know when the conversation's ending, you're sitting here on speakerphone doing this.
No, I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying.
Because you know what I do? I talk on my phone all day.
You're like, all right, see you.
Moving along.
See you.
Oh, like physically I hang up fast. Yes, I thought this was like a... You notice that too?
You end the conversation fast, but I do too, so...
See, sometimes I'll end the conversation. Cole, do you do this? Because I know you're a businessman. I know you got things going on.
I have...
Do you feel when you hang up?
I can't say it's a huge habit though.
I have.
When you hang up the phone, sometimes you feel guilty where you're like, "Fuck, I close out that conversation fast." And then sometimes I'll call people back, be like, "Hey man, I'm sorry, I hung up pretty fast."
It's not that you close out the conversation fast; you just hit end real
fast.
We have a word. Fast. We say later when it's later. All right, later.
You
we
and I
say yeah, and then we're done.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes I'll say later and hang up though.
See, I think
and not wait for the response.
That's what we do. Yeah, when later. He says later, I say later. We automatically both shut down. Like and whoever says it first.
See, I felt guilty.
We're more like a, all right, dude.
Me and you.
Yep.
Well, because later. You told. This is why I got self conscious about it because him. And, he told me about a conversation him and Ross had about me hanging up fast, and then that made me feel self conscious.
No, not like the conversation. You're just like, all right, later. Bing.
Oh, right. So
I can't say up fast.
I thought I took it as I was being mean. Like I was like being, all right, goodbye. I'm leaving. Yeah.
You're being short with people.
Yeah, I was being short with people.
That's what you thought. But
I can't get in that I love you.
And, not to, no, like, it was later, just like you're physically like
I hit the button fast.
Okay, but okay, but
did I lose you?
I thought I get it now. Like it took, I felt self-conscious. Like it seemed rude.
No.
That I was like, Cole, hey, good to see you. But all right, buddy, I got to go. Bye.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to have you Clint Casper me and talk to me for 5 hours.
I'm efficient with my phone calls. What do you do for a living, Cole?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Oh man, dude, that's
a loaded question.
Kind of jerks really yourself. Is.
Yeah. And so funny you say that. Uh-oh. So I'm an entrepreneur.
Yes. That's why I asked.
I don't sell weed. And I don't sell,
paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
Yeah, drink anything in there is fair game. You're good.
You out of Ronas?
No, fucking it. I mean, shit.
Fair game, Frank. We're here at the WCB studio. You can do whatever you want.
Game on.
Okay, fine. The Bush Lighties were kind of warm.
Doug's got a whole case right here.
Eric. Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You saw me bring it in.
We're talking about what kind of drugs Cole sells.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I told him how I'm an entrepreneur, and then here we are.
New one. So what do you do besides the shows? Like, what do you do for money?
Okay, so okay. I I'm 35. I've grew up in an archery shop.
Mm-hmm.
So Hunter's Haven in Champaign, Illinois. So I've
shout out to Hunter's Haven.
Thank you. I've ran that show since I was 21, so 14 years. Or that show, that mm-hmm. business.
That shop.
Yeah. And so I also have a hobby shop adjacent to that. So I sell like radio control cars, you know.
Really?
Planes, boats.
RC cars trains, and stuff. RC,
yeah, no
stuff.
Shit?
Yeah, dude. Actually, my grandfather.
You still do that?
I do, because my grandfather started that in 1965.
Wow. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Dude, I've always serious. Wanted a cool RC car, man. They look so fun.
I want people a boat.
I'm your guy.
I want the plane. I'm glad I got a guy.
The Traxxas?
Traxxas, yeah.
Like an electric one?
Arma's a big one. Yeah, dude, electric's the way to go.
Yeah.
Really?
No one does like the old
nitro-powered,
no.
They do, but it's a niche within a niche. Yeah. Okay. So like the electric stuff, dude, I mean, you can buy RC cars that do over 100 miles an hour.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no, they're huge into them at work. Like,
really?
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Really? Dude, I've always like wanted one, like an electric truck.
Getting one 50, 60 mile an hour is like just boom.
Easy. Like, people are buying different suspension systems for them, like different shocks.
I just want
one
out of the box I can have fun with and put it back and charge it and fucking do it again. I don't want anything crazy.
Yeah, okay. Until you wreck it, which is going to happen immediately in a 50 to 60 mile an hour vehicle you're trying to have fun with.
Yep. Okay.
You're going to be pushing the limits.
Maybe not the sport for me.
Yeah. You're going to be pushing the limits. You're going to be smashing.
Them guys were like, okay, I'm
going to
buy an $800 car. And all of a sudden they got $3,000 into it.
What's it cost for like something that I just want to have a good time with out of the box, like nothing crazy?
Yeah. Okay. So you can get like a brushed, ready to run RC car for like $250,
mm-hmm.
30 mile an hour. Or you could get something that's like 50, 60 mile an hour for like $400 to $500.
Too fast.
But since you know Cole now.
Nah.
Ah.
Yeah, or my
friends
dealer
and family
discount.
Okay. I just want to be able to go to the sandbar and mess with people with a boat. I want a remote control boat to like mess with people on the sandbar.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I just
Cole, we need a beer delivery motherfucking RC car at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
Ooh.
Okay. I'll make that happen.
Okay. With WCB stickers all over it.
Okay. You're on.
Okay, easy.
What do you do with an RC car?
So you have an RC
100 miles per
business
hour,
and an archery shop right across from each other.
Adjacent to the same building. I also have three liquidation stores, too.
What does that mean? Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt the fun episode. We're talking Leupold Optics on the podcast this week, and we're going to spotlight one product, and we're going to talk about the BX5 Santium spotting scope. So whether you like an angled or a straight setup. A lot of guys that hunt out west that are going to do some scouting from their truck, like the window clamps on a straight setup. I personally don't have a straight setup. We have the angled one.
That's right.
27.55x80. This is mostly applies for western game, but if you have a property that works out for a spotter for whitetails, I've always wanted a piece like that. I've never had one.
It's really great for beans because them deer kind of tower over the beans so you can really see out there.
Right. Yeah. Get the window clamp.
Right.
I've done it like cruising back roads on the Ranger before. You know, I've took my Leupold spotter out and like got up on the roof of my Ranger. But
I usually mainly use my binos, but then like if you can tell it's a buck, but you can't really see with your binos,
yeah.
Get that spotting scope out.
Lock it in. Yeah. They're worth their weight in gold, especially out west, like antelope hunting, you have to have one. But if you're in the market, check them out, Leupold Optics. I call this a BX, it's the SX5. Great setups, high quality. You feel like you got something nice when you're using it. That's always a great feeling.
Get it at Farm King.
That's the thing. They're an authorized retailer, Farm King, pulling in clutch again. Also, Trophy Line. We love our Trophy Line. You can use code WCB at Trophy Line. We just talked about the Vanatic is the new saddle that came out. If that's not your vibe, they got the Covert Light saddle, the Covert Prime saddle, which is like a limited edition. I think it comes numbered. So if you're a saddle nerd and you're into that type of nostalgia stuff, that's probably the one for you. All the platforms, everything. And they have saddle kits, everything you need in one kit for $350. Plus, you use our code WCB and save yourself some coin on that.
Boom. Whammy.
What the hell else do you want from us? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Also, we're talking Spy Point Trail Cams. The Flex is out performing flawlessly for us. Check it out. I think it's the saving, I don't want to say really the saving grace, but I think it's the trail camera that's going to change perspective on Spy Point Trail Cams.
It's the do-all.
Yeah. It is a do-all.
It's do-all. It does everything.
It does everything, and it does it easily.
That's right.
Even
set it and forget it, pretty
even
much.
Your boomer dad can set up this camera.
Jesus.
Your dad can.
Shout out to your dad.
Easy peasy.
But he could set it up.
That's right.
Without getting pissed off.
Yeah.
Maybe even your grandpa.
Well, yeah, your grandpa could set it up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hope. Plug that bitch in. Let's go.
Well, you'd need to
check him out. Trophy line, the Flex. It's in stores, available online. Get yourself one. Thermoset. Talking right now, camping, fishing, the D-Wedge. It's the perfect thing for you. Code WCTS. And Victory Arrows. Prepping for a lot of these hunts coming up. I'm, again, rocking the RIP TKOs, 75 grain inserts. Doug, you're doing the same, or are you doing the 50 grain?
50 grain.
50 grain?
Basically the same.
Same otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, not tipping shit over.
And then you're rocking VAP SSs?
That's right. With the 50 grain out front.
What's Chandler and Ross running?
The VAP SSs. But they, I think they're running the heavier they weight got, out front.
Yeah. I think they're doing 75, but I thought they did. They might be shooting 125 grain heads with that.
They might be.
I got double
I'm
check.
Not sure.
Yeah, that's right. They're shooting 300 spine. You're 350. I'm shooting 300 spine RIP TKOs. I'm shooting 300 spine at 70 pounds.
Hmm.
And you're doing the same. Or I'm 65 pounds.
I think I'm 350s.
No, you're 300s.
I'm 300s.
I know for a fact. I know because I looked at them. We're shooting the same arrow.
Okay.
Except for the inserts.
Mm-hmm.
So
the inserts.
Check them out. Victory, man. I've loved them ever since I... Ross turned me on to them years ago. I switched over and haven't looked back. And that was way before we were partnered. And I'm just... I'm thankful that an arrow I already used became a partner because then I... Yeah,
that's nice.
You already set up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best case scenario anyway. It's like you believe in it. You use it. You like it. So.
Shooting good, looking good.
Cool. Right. Sorry for interrupting. Back to the episode. Thanks for being here, guys.
So, they're kind of referred to as bin stores.
You're being kind of vague.
I know. It's hard to explain this. So, they're bin stores, Black Friday stores. So, I buy Amazon.
It's like
Halloween spirits.
It's like the Galesburg store we bought the door at.
Year-round. So, I buy Amazon, truckloads of... I mean, you name it, Amazon, Walmart, Target, any box store you can think of, their liquidations, which includes their store returns, their overstock, their, you know, their missed ships, their warehouse damage stuff, and I liquidate it, and I sell it cheap, flat rate.
Bro, I need some patio furniture. You got any?
Yeah, dude, I get it all the time.
I get it all the time.
Dude, I got to come out and visit some of these stores, man.
Yeah, we got one in Champaign, Decatur, and Bloomington.
Really?
Yeah.
You're all over the place.
All over the place, dude.
So that's what you do. You're kind of all over.
I stretch myself thin.
I like that.
And I try to make it work.
It's entrepreneur style, man.
Dude, it's all I know.
Do you, in your brain, so this is getting into like the work ethic side of being an entrepreneur. Do you feel like, do you have anxiety?
Yes.
Does your anxiety hinder you or motivate you?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, it's absolutely both.
Okay.
You know, I'd say at the end of
how
the day,
how so? Like, can you break that down a little bit, you think?
Dude, well, when it hinders me, it motivates me. You know, it's going to hinder me, and then I'm going to say no, you know. I'm going to go to work, you know.
Do you feel it in your chest when you get it?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time, but occasionally.
Yeah. I feel like as I become older and more conscious of like what I'm feeling, I feel like I've always had anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a caffeine motivation.
So I never really thought I had it until like recently when I'm like, I overthink everything, dude. And that's
I'm kind of in that boat a little bit.
I overthink everything. So
I feel like my crew thinks I have anxiety. I probably operate under anxiety most times. Do you think, Eric?
For sure.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
But
I think I don't feel like it.
It's not like in like,
I don't feel like it shuts
me to calm down.
I don't feel like it shuts me down.
No.
I feel like it keeps me moving.
We would definitely say some of it.
Yeah. But I was just curious if you felt that way because you're all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah, exactly. No, I
so why start the show?
Yeah, so that was 3 years ago. Or 4 years ago, I guess, when I first really thought about it. But
Why were you like, I needed
so
to do
that,
more?
That was actually before I had these liquidation stores. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually didn't have those at that point in time. I started the liquidation store in 2020.
Oh, no
right
shit.
Right in the middle. Right in March of 2020. Right, like
dead center COVID.
When the news started hitting, you know, and it was right, here we go.
That was right when it started because I had my birthday celebration March 14th, and then the next week right after everything shut down.
Right
weekend.
After the Iowa Classic that year, I remember having do you remember this? Having conversations between a 10x10 booth, and people were like, "Dude, I guess it's getting for real."
Yeah.
We had a meeting. I worked at John Deere at the time. We had a meeting about it, and they're like, it could get wild.
It was literally like...
Remember at the deer class, we're like, there's no, like, no way.
Everyone's like, dude, we're... It was the last show before fucking shit went crazy.
I was like, no way.
After St. Patrick's Day weekend, every bar shut down.
Yep.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy to start a business in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know? But didn't your store do pretty good on the very first year?
Though? We did really well, all things considered. I mean, like, so the model of the store is, you know, like... I'm throwing a truckload of liquidations out. You don't know what's going to be in there, but there's going to be all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, like we had people finding iPads, Apple Watches.
So are they buying this up individually or Garmin, buy the GPS pallet? Or
no, they're buying individual items for $7 a piece, no matter what it was.
No shit.
Yes. So
how do you delegate like what item is what they get?
We don't.
It's just in a box.
Dude, no. So it's in bins. So we unload a semi truck into these bins. We don't know what's there. And customers come in. Literally, there's usually before we open a door on a Saturday. So Saturday's the first day. We like restock once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's day one. It's a fresh truckload. Come and get it. You know, we'll have 100, 120 people or more at our door before we open. And they just rush in like a madhouse and dig through everything as fast as they can. And they're buying everything for $7 an item, no matter what it is.
And they're just grabbing a whatever.
They're filling bags. Just shoveling another bag, you know, as fast as they can.
No matter what it is, it's $7.
No matter what it was, it's $7 an item.
So it could be like.
Why $7? Sorry, Frank. I mean,
no, you're fine. You're good. Yep. So
it's like the average of like
it how to was just
money
it,
off of.
Yeah, it was just how you need to make your money.
Yeah, it's just the margin on the item count and just
that's why
what made it work.
That's fucking nuts.
I've never yeah. like been to one or seen one or
yeah.
So when they grab an item, can they see what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So you can see it now. Some items are still boxed, like in a return,
how do you keep people from getting in fist
box?
Fights?
So we have luckily never had any fist fights. We've had verbal arguments where, you know, I would step in and be like, hey guys, stop.
don't do that.
Hey. You know, like, hey, who put their hand on it first? You know, like, okay, like we'll go to the security camera, you know,
like, Bloody Mary, like, hey, stop it.
Yeah, just stop. You know, but like, we'll have check stations where people can, you know, they can like, one thing we don't let anybody do is like open things when they find them, because it's like if they start opening up a box, just because some of it's returned, so you got to like look at it, make sure it's all there. If they start opening stuff in the bins, then you know they leave an open box in the bins, and stuff can fall out of that box.
Yeah.
So we have check stations, so you can take it and you can look, and you can. I'll let you plug it in, put batteries in it, check it, make sure you know what you're buying. You know?
Right. Oh, right.
But at the end of the day, it's still just $7.
I kind of want to go to this.
How'd you think of this idea, or how did you? I mean, maybe there's things you don't want to get out, but
No, you're fine. I legit just saw it elsewhere, and I just you know,
there's nothing like that in the Quad Cities,
not that we know of.
So I have a friend that actually has some of these stores in they're in Iowa. It's a Da Bin store. Da Bins. D-A.
Where?
Bins.
West Edinburgh. Probably. Yeah.
I can look him up, man. I don't know exactly where he is.
I've never heard of it. If it's in the Quad Cities, I've never heard of it. And I'm the deal shopper of all deals.
Yeah. You are.
I never heard of it either.
You are. Dubuque. His first store is in Dubuque.
Oh, that's up north.
Is that a...
That's not Davenport.
No.
It's got to be lucrative.
Waterloo?
He's got one up north.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it was really good for the first few years, you know? It's definitely starting to see a little bit of a transition with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's still, you know.
Interesting shit. Yeah. So you're like, before this, so you did that before the show or you did that after the show?
After the show.
Did you do that after the show because of COVID?
No.
Just another
thing. COVID wasn't even a thought.
Just another thing.
It was just another thing.
Your entrepreneur mind was going.
Yeah, I'm just rolling, you know. And
interesting.
And
that was the first good thing. For you.
And it worked out, so I just we went along with two more after that.
So do you feel like in your entrepreneur mind, because this taps very into the working class side of our name here, which we should do more often probably, but do you feel that you're better, more focused, or more sporadic in being an entrepreneur to make money?
Man, more focused for sure.
More focused. So like hunting related focus on that versus being RC hunting and liquidation and all three facets.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll have their seasons. Like, dude, the last like 2 months I've been like daily living, breathing you know, whatever, deer and beer. Like, it's all I've been doing.
Yeah.
I go to my computer and I'm just hammering, you know? So, I mean, I'm losing out on some other things, you know, because I'm not giving it the attention it needs.
Right.
You know?
For but sure.
It's, yeah. Yeah. It's
if someone's
cost benefit analysis, you know.
But I'm sure like your archery shop takes off August, yeah, September wise.
Exactly. And then, so the archery shop is what it is. And I got another guy working for me. So, I mean, he's, you know, he maintains that.
Yeah. Right.
And then come August, September, October, like I'll be in there,
right,
know, making sure.
So there's a company listening. They're like, man, I'd really like to be a vendor at this deer and beer fest. How do I do that? Like, how does someone become book a 10 by 10 or whatever they want to book?
Yeah. So deerandbeerfest.com, that domain, deerandbeerfest.com. There's a page, exhibitor info. I got a little form. You just fill it out. You have to apply. So I don't let anybody and everybody just become part of the show. That was one of my big things when I started the show.
Yeah.
It has to be awesome. 100% hunting industry related.
No coonskin hats and shit like that.
Oh,
well, decals.
I would absolutely allow coonskin
hats. You would?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Well, we all hats? Know the Chinese knife
about decals.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sticker?
Decal guys.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, it's not about the gutter specialist or the window specialist. Oh,
the gutter, yeah, people,
no, the gutter guard. You know, if one of them slips in one year, I'm going to be pissed.
Dude, the same bitch. Yeah. Hey, can you come look at these? I'm like, I don't even have in. Gutters. That's why I need Frank to roll around with me to drop the N-word at him. We don't have gutters. Just so they leave me alone.
Get him, Frank.
Frank.
Wait, gutter guards for
get them wet, Frank.
For your hunting cabin.
Get them wet. Dude, did they ever stop you?
Yo, I was every show.
Every I was, time. All
they
the
stop
time.
You? They stop you at the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was walking with Sam, my wife, and my daughter. And they're like, hey, you want to see the? I'm like, I'm good, man. And then I have gutters, right? But you just say, same thing when you're at like Best Buy and the TV people bother you. Like, I don't even have a TV.
Right.
And they're just like, oh, I can't sell this to you then. I was like, I don't have gutters in my house. There's leaks on my foundation. Leave me alone. You know, like you just do that to them.
I live in a tent.
I hate those guys because they're always bothering you.
But you're right. You can't have that shit there.
Yeah. No, I don't want to water
you're filling it down spaces.
At all. You know, so my whole thing was keeping it, you know, efficient. You know, with what everybody wants.
Yeah.
And the draw.
I sell gutters.
Aspect.
Is there going to be like a big buck competition and stuff like that?
Yeah. Year? So there's a big buck contest. You know, it's measuring. So, I mean, if you got a deer at home that you want measured, especially if you killed it recently, bring it in. We got
to get Bucky in there,
we
man.
I think we got 6 or 8 different measurers lined up to attend the show. So we'll be banging out.
Bucks. You guys looking for more? Would you take more? Wonder if Buck did come out.
If they're, yeah, I mean, if he's local, you know, yeah.
He's he's Midwestern, but he's a great buddy of ours.
Yeah. Wisconsin,
yeah. If he's cool to come, yeah, absolutely. You know,
we'll talk to him, man. We might have a booth actually.
Holler at him
with him and his wife. That is pretty related.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'll talk to him.
Yeah,
I'll get another vendor as long as he can be our neighbor.
Yep. Then we got
neighbor
Frank. Novick's is our neighbor.
Hey, we got
on
two
one
sides.
Side.
Yeah,
hey,
we got two sides.
Oh, you got two sides.
No, actually, you don't. You guys got like a. You are on an end cap.
Oh,
entering into the big buck contest.
Okay,
and all that.
That's perfect.
So you got one side covering you, but you guys are like.
But Novick's is our one side.
Novick's is your one side, but there's a slot open right next to Novick's.
Okay,
we got a spot for
that's
it.
That's good too.
That's okay, yeah.
Hey, you better be ready to party if you're going to fill that spot.
I was considering. I got somebody for it. Little youth archery.
Might not be the move. We love the youth.
That's fine. We can move them. I can move.
We
them,
love
you
the
know?
Youth.
I can
love
play.
The youth.
I can.
From
I can
away.
Put him wherever. I just need to put them against a wall. I just don't want them shooting towards least, another booth.
I can't
that's
be around kids. That
much.
Away
would I can't be more appropriate.
Doug can't be singing beer pong
kids
cups.
That's a little too close.
That's probably not a good idea.
Doug can't be like singing beer pong cups. Take that, you bitch! Oh, sorry, kids.
Doug can't be within 200 feet of a school,
buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, little buddy. Hey, kid in here, you want to throw a ball?
You want to learn a new word?
You want to go to college, kid? Let me teach you what it's about. Yeah. Get in here. This is college.
Snapchat.
Oh, you're an FFA? This is your college future, right?
Now, your future, just download Snapchat.
They probably already have it.
Oh, 100%.
They probably have more higher score streak than me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. It's all fun conversation, right? But I am looking forward to being. This is going to be the first like Novix is our neighbor show coming in.
We get to see if Frank can really hang.
Oh, bro, I can. I mean, Clayton and I, we got your back, bro.
You guys are the show guys, man.
We're the show guys. Yeah, yeah. No, most definitely.
You're the face.
What am I talking to the
motherfucker? Just get a little closer. You're good. No, I think it's going to be a good time, man, because it's all fairly local. We're Illinois boys.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
Sure. We're looking, I mean, beyond, we're looking forward to Deer and Beer, but we're looking forward to beyond, the Deer and Beer as a collective, you know, togetherness, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we're still getting that name Novix out there, and with you guys' help, you know, it's been tremendous. You know, when you look at everybody that's used, say, like your code, mm-hmm. You know, we're able to monitor that, and you guys have been, you guys are on the top of the board, bro.
Good.
Awesome. Seriously. Good. Yeah.
And well, so, what's cool, man, is like, hey, you guys are local.
We're just
to us.
That good.
We're just that good.
Cheers, fellas. But it's, I mean, Novix is just our people, man. It's local, and everybody at Novix that we've ever hung out with is like on top of the shit. Like,
yeah, they've been awesome.
And, a bunch of the guys, that. Novix guys, came out to the shoot and came to the after party and partied with us. It was great.
And not to forget, but everybody wanted me to make sure that I said that they said hello.
They're the best.
The crew is totally the best, man.
We're waiting for another invite. Just come drink beer at Novix and eat some barbecue.
Bro, that invitation's always open. You hear that, Jeff Weaver? That invitation's always open, man.
You need to bring a couple of the boys down here and do a podcast with them.
Don't say that, bro.
Oh, that's
don't say that, bro, because we can bring the whole crew. Seriously,
let's do it.
Our whole warehouse crew, they would love, I mean, you know, just what you guys bring
show
to the
up
table,
on a Monday night for all we give shit. Yeah.
They would actually love to be here, man. Seriously. Cause like when I was at the shop, hey, aren't you going over there with, the guy from, Deer and Beer Fest? I was like, yeah, bro. Because, you know, they're excited to be able to work that show.
They know me by first name. They're not referring to me as the guy by.
Motherfucker, fuck you, bitch.
Generally speaking, the guy from Deer and Beer.
Wait, you know, this is my motherfucking nephew, bro. Yeah. You know, I mean, show some respect, bitch.
I love that.
So, but no, and for real, though, these guys, man, they have such admiration, as I said before.
Oh, dude, there are people. That's the best thing about it.
They love, you know, and when I got to the shop today, man, bro, aren't you going up to, hang out with the WCB boys today, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And they just wanted me to make sure I said hello to each and every one of you.
Those guys are great. So,
this is what we do. Well, I won't say it on this.
Because
I'll probably listen.
What? If you ever want to do a podcast with them, because remember, they're the guys that make your stands and your sticks. So they know every little, everything about that.
There's
I'm just your fucking sales guy, bro. I can let you say, yeah, bitch, you need that motherfucker. Shit. Hey,
you know? You're not putting them together.
No, I am not. Yeah. I am not. Yeah. But these guys, you know, and they'll be working the Beer and Deer Fest as well.
See, that's cool that they do work that. That's a cool thing that you don't see from a lot of other companies. It's like you see the reps.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the
which times. Would be me. But Jeff and Mark saw that, these guys need to be out in the forefront because they make the stands and the sticks.
Yeah.
So
and they're passionate about it.
And they are.
Yeah, they know every question that gets thrown at them.
Every question, bro. Every question.
They
so,
probably know more than a salesman, just saying.
Fuck yeah. Bro, shit. But I'm the loud motherfucker, though. You know?
You need the loud guy.
Yeah, I'm the loud guy, bro. But these guys know every little detail about from when it comes from a washer to a bolt to a nut.
Yeah.
On what it takes to put these motherfuckers together, bro. So
you know what the worst thing about a Novix tree stand is?
Nothing, bro.
No, it's just when you got to put one on the edge of a property line, you're just like, God dang, that's like the most likely place someone's going to steal it. You know? So you try to keep them center stage.
The worst thing about a Novix is when someone steals it. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, sorry.
It's just like the worst
thing
about
it. What's the neighbor's like? I could see myself sitting in that.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, bro, like, even now, you know, with this new, I just think you need to throw this plug in.
Yes,
this
please
new,
do.
This new frost coating that we have. Unbelievable, bro. I mean, there's
I saw it earlier.
The grip that you have on it, I mean, there is no slippage when you're hanging this thing up.
I wish we could see it.
That's, I was going to bring them, but fucking somebody forgot to let me know, bro. You know?
Oh, come on.
Shit.
We're blaming each other for shit. We all dropped the ball.
Just let me know when the whole crew is going to be here, because we would love for everybody to get a picture and, you know, send out a review right away.
Dude, every week we're here.
I will fucking come up here. I don't care. I'll meet you wherever you need to meet, bro.
The best thing about Novix, I mean, there's a lot of great things about Novix. I shouldn't say the best things. There's a lot of things you could pick out to be the best thing, depending on, like, what you pick out in a company. My favorite thing is ethical people, part of the brand. Like, there's no question, like, what people are doing. Like, you know they're doing the right thing. The American-made thing, and it's built with passion. Like, everybody cares.
True that.
And if you got to get a hold of someone, you can get a hold of someone.
True that.
And there's no, like, you don't have to wonder what the fuck someone's up to when you get your tree stand. You know what's going on behind the brand of the people. It's like, it's wholesome.
True that, but I'm telling you, this new frost coating thing is like, nobody has this but us.
Mm-hmm.
And, Frank, should I blast out your cell phone number for anyone to get a hold of you?
No, they just call Novix Outdoors. Let a brother know.
Personal email?
Yeah, frank@novix.com.
What's your extension so they can just call?
217, bro.
217, there you go.
Hit a brother up, man, and we'll definitely take care of you, man. Because
what's your Snapchat, Frank, for kids like Doug that don't communicate the real way in the real world?
See, you're supposed to be teaching me this social media bullshit, bro.
Because they just gave me shit about not having Snapchat.
Apparently, I got to teach everyone. Jesus Christ.
Temporary bitches is all Doug's about on Snapchat.
I have a girlfriend.
Oh,
for now.
Till show season.
Hey, calm down. Everybody settle down.
Yeah. I don't have my horn on here. Oh, there it is. Hey. Sorry, Doug.
It's fine.
Just saying.
Just calm down.
You going to bring her to ATA?
ATA?
Yeah. No, Deer and Beer.
You mean Deer and
Beer,
show?
Bro? Shit.
Okay, well, no, I was talking ATA. But you're talking about Deer and Beer.
Yeah, you're going to bring her to ATA?
Yeah, you're going to bring her to Deer and Beer. You're going to bring her to ATA?
Maybe Deer and Beer. I mean,
think she qualifies?
I think she does.
Is she going to work the booth?
She might.
But actually work the booth. Because we have been told, like, hey, I'll bring my girlfriend. She'll work the booth. And the bitch ends up sitting in the back the whole fucking time. And I'm like, damn, I got to buy her food and shit.
She worked
the
other.
She's going to be slinging that merch.
Slinging merch.
Hunting booth. She could work this one.
Put your cleavage out. Sell some merch.
Yeah, sell that shit.
Make yourself useful. What the fuck?
Get them tits out.
What's up? Get them. Doug says it all respectful.
Yeah. Please. Hey, all due respect. Just say all due respect.
All due respect.
Listen, get your tits out.
Want the Warlocks. Yeah.
You Warlocks. Hey, do you know why you're here?
Hey, so listen here, babe. The SKU is just not doing so well.
Yeah, the SKU. We're going to need this UPC to do a little more numbers. We're going to need your boobs.
Hey, did you bring the shorts I like?
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. JC. Yeah. Hey, it's honestly, it sounds pretty doggish of us.
But it's true.
But it does well. It doesn't hurt to have.
We actually never even tried.
We've never even tried it. And here's the issue is because we've always had, we all have way out kicked our coverage for girls, like in our crew. Like for a bunch of motherfuckers, we've done pretty good. And we've always joked around, like, hey, let's have the girls work the booth. But then it's like, we got to, like, exploit our own chicks. Like, you got to get some chicks you don't even care about that just, like, are hired off to do that. You know, like, you need neutral ground. You can't talk to them. No one's allowed to hit on them. That's what you got to do. That's what makes a fair model, right?
Like, well, and true, like, before, like, we didn't want any models because Doug was single. Well, we didn't want him hitting on him the whole time. So
Doug's
now we might be safe.
But here's the thing, is it like there's the fine line of being the dudes. So it's like being working class, but being like are you the dudes that are like doing that to get the attention? Because what's the difference between that and Instagram hoes that we all rag on? Right? It's the same thing pretty much. Or is it not? And for Illinois Deer and Beer, you got beer girls for your booth.
Yeah,
you guys want a beer girl?
We need beer girls, I think, for Illinois Deer and Beer. That'll be our exception.
Originally, I was like all over trying to figure that one out with, you know, like hiring some Hooters girls or
like go around and
tilt-a-kilt girls.
Yeah.
Tilt-a-kilt's better.
Yeah. But
Hooters is going down.
But still like under 18 appropriate clothing.
But at the same time, I'm also trying to keep it kind of family oriented, you know, with all the kids' activities.
We're talking after party.
Here's an after party, a different story, after though.
After party, bro. All
right, yeah.
Beer girls at the after party.
All right. I'm going to work on that.
Hey, kids right can go now and eat at Hooters. They'll be fine.
That's true. They can.
That's a good point.
They definitely
they
can.
They do it all the time.
It's kind of the thing you do with dad only.
It's a family restaurant.
Yep.
I'm taking my kid to Hooters and Tilted Killed and whatever the hell else. What's the other one?
Hardee's.
No. Hardee's there.
Damn, I haven't been to Hardee's for a while.
What have you seen at Hardee's?
Hey, what was the one in Indianapolis? Did you get a Hardee's? The one right by the hotel. There's Tilted Killed.
A Hardee at Hardee's?
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Hardee's.
Dude, I thought when we went to Twin Peaks, that's like a pretty good one. There's like dads with
big men,
like 2-year-olds at Twin Peaks. I'm like, damn, I'm about to bring old Clyde out to. Hey, that's what we're doing, Eric.
Oh, for
we're going to
have
daddy dates with daddy Clyde dates and Hudson. We're going to take them to Hooters.
Where are you guys going? Applebee's?
Dude, we got to do that. Bring Cody up. We got to do that. That's necessary for a child's growth and.
They gotta learn. They gotta learn right away. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Cody, who didn't hitting on all of them?
Who didn't go to Hooters with your dad and your butt? Hey. His buddies.
It's just like Doug needs Hooked on Phonics. Doug,
I heard there's great, great coloring books at Hooters for you guys.
Doug needs Hooked on Phonics.
Hooked on Phoenix.
Our boys need tits to develop.
That's not learn how to read. It's learn to read.
Oh,
you bounced through that program.
I got the wrong book.
You through that one yet? That's what's the age gap on that one?
This is learn to read. I need to learn how to read.
Well, it's the same difference there,
brother. It's level 2. You skip.
Hey, look,
level
you can even do it online now. See, it says it on the corner.
Do you know what the internet is, Doug? You know what Snapchat is? Pre-K, ages 3 to 4.
Right up your alley, bro.
Perfect.
Pretty good.
I'm not going to get past the first page.
I'm actually going to take that home to my kid.
I was hoping there'd be more pictures.
Well, Doug, it's reading.
Didn't like it.
He got that through.
Thumbs down.
Hey, not for me.
He got that through Cole's liquidation business for $7.
Probably sold a couple of those.
Hey, Doug, what comes after pork?
Cupine.
Cupine.
bless our hearts. Well, Cole, I'm really looking forward to the show this year. I hope that this podcast really did do justice of the type of fun
it's a
someone
great time,
could have.
Man. It's a blast.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's it's going to be just like this. It's going to be a bunch of hunters getting together and just talking shit and having a good time.
It's what we want,
bullshit,
right?
It's what we want. Right. Yeah.
It is. I think so. Really, I mean, that's what it's about, man. Don't take
yourself
too serious.
With a bunch of deals and free door prizes.
Great music.
And cheap beer and great music and just...
Maybe some cleavage.
I'm going to work on the cleavage.
That'll be after the party.
That'll be after the party. That'll be at the after.
I can bring one.
That'll be at the after party at the camper.
Yeah.
But definitely way far away from us because we're all married and taken and temporary girlfriends and shit like that.
We would never look at that.
No. We never would. But we want you to be able to look at it if you're going to come in your single male and don't have a wife that sucks and or do. And
Or you have a wife that's into that. We don't know.
Hey, bring her along too. We'll look. Yeah. I mean,
we'd appreciate that for other people.
Yeah. We're looking at it's for the consumer.
The
not
consumer.
Us.
It's not you. It's the consumer.
Right. Either way, it's going to be a great time.
That's right.
That's it.
We're trying to sell you on it. God damn it. How much is it?
Sell us on the show.
How do you get
it? Dude, right now, actually, I'm glad you just asked that. We should have gone over that earlier. So if you buy an entry ticket now, between now and July 31st, it's half price. It's $5. So at the door, it's going to be 10. So August 1st and on, we're going to bump that price back up to $10. So if you buy it now, it's just $5.
What about the after party?
$5. The after party, because, you know, I got to make sure it's worth Cody Christian's time, Dustin Huff's time.
Yeah, you got to pay the artist.
You got to pay the artist, man. So it's $15 to get into that party.
That's okay. Artists that are making a living chasing their dream. We got to support these guys.
For $20, you can come hang all day.
Party all day. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You can win shit, buy shit.
And you can win shit. Yeah.
I mean,
we'll drink beer with you.
That's right.
You'll see Doug's girl's cleavage there, probably.
Shit. It's worth $20.
That's worth $20.
You can admire what I'm
Doug's
rubbing your face in.
You want to bone, son of a bitch.
You need some guys.
Hey, she's not on board. I'm sorry. Get her the fuck on board,
Doug. She'd be on board.
I coined the shirt right here. You guys need a lady's shirt, working class bow hunters, with a mustache. Just an outline of a mustache right here.
Just the word motorboat underneath of it.
That dude.
She might not like that, but I do. It's a great idea.
Dude, it'll sell.
Hey, you know what we need to do?
Well, if I get
here's an idea.
Right
do we need Doug's girl in here for a podcast, her as the guest, to really let her know what this is about?
No.
That would be so much fun.
No.
I think that needs to happen. Like, she needs to really know what she's in for.
I don't think that's
with
a
all
good
due
idea.
Respect.
Has she ever listened to a podcast?
No.
Oh. Yep, oh, then it absolutely boy. Has to happen. That is the answer right
I
there.
I mean, you might as well get it all out in one instead of her going back and listening to an episode and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you need. I mean,
to be
part
work,
of, hey, what's in the
work.
Past is in the past.
I think it'd be easy.
That's what I'm saying. So why bring it up?
No, I'm saying get her conditioned for what she's her
don't
role.
Don't bring it up.
Her role.
It's in the past. You don't bring it up.
Her role. Her future role.
I don't know.
Here's the thing: we exploit you. Your girl's got to get exploited with you. You guys are a pair, right?
Well, I'm just going to be done getting exploited.
He's putting his foot down.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand how this works.
I'm out the game.
I think you're
it's gonna be a no for me, dog.
I think you're stepping out of your role there, Doug. Listen,
I'm out the game.
I'm predicting some Steve going down.
I mean, in the contract originally, if Doug ever got a girlfriend, he's out.
That is true. We had to change the bylaws. And you know who's on the committee for the bylaws? Me and Eric.
I shouldn't have signed that in blood.
And Eric, I don't see those bylaws changing.
They ain't changing.
What are you two nerds going to do about it?
You're done. You're muted.
You're fucking done.
You're done. You're done. Yep, you're muted.
Oh, you just got Steve muted.
That's how the bylaws state. Here, I'll pull it up.
It's in the original bylaws. Notebook.
It's in.
If you do not file the bylaws... You get, I couldn't even, I'm too drunk to even fucking follow the real bylaws.
There is none.
Now you're unmuted.
Because there's none bylaws.
Well, there is.
No, there isn't.
Have you ever seen your staff contract?
I didn't sign nothing.
Huh? You're muted. Boom.
Hey, what about that bylaw? What's up? What's
Suck
up?
It, Doug. Suck our dicks. How's that?
Hey, house rules.
House rules. How's that feel? Sucks your mic doesn't work.
You can't even say anything.
Cole, give me your mic.
Dude, we can hear you. We can hear you in the background. So you're
good. You're kind of there.
Just
you're
kind of there.
You're back.
But if you want my mic, I'll put
it
in.
No, I
don't want
it. Right. And you're gone again. There it is. And you're back.
That's fine.
And you're gone again. And you're back. How do you feel, Doug?
I feel fine.
Oh, he's gone. Oh.
Feels violated.
But you're back.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What?
You feel violated?
Doug just feels real awkward right now.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not trying to be Steve and start yelling.
Yeah, Steve would yell so everyone else's Steve mic could pick him up when we muted them. Listen, we don't want you gone. We're just giving you a good time.
I know.
I'm happy for you.
Two weeks, bro?
What?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
He's in for the long haul.
Yeah,
Frank.
Frankie's
in for the long haul.
But it's been official for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so it's been going on for longer than that.
So
he was able to make it Facebook official.
It's like 2 weeks and a day.
I'll give this credit. She passed the test at the shoot.
Yeah.
Everybody liked her.
Which show did you meet her at?
Sweet, cool.
The Illinois show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. So like March, like recent.
Well, I've known of her, but.
Oh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I put on the magic show.
Come on, man. Will she be at the Deer
Bear Fest? The Stash Show, I should say.
Will she make it?
Is she going to be Deer Bear?
Maybe.
It's like a prearranged marriage. I
didn't really invite her because of this.
Come on.
Because of this.
The uncertainty.
Wait, because of us, you mean?
Yeah.
Not because of this.
Well, Doug. Come on.
It's your boys.
I'll talk to her.
Yeah, let her know.
She's just wearing ear-canceling headphones the whole time?
Noise-canceling. Just silent. Just hearing her own thoughts.
It was pretty bad when I posted on Facebook and I had to delete some comments because Jesus Christ, y'all some savages. Some I was like, you can't say that.
But but if you become in a relationship.
She don't need to see that.
Dude, that's like, yeah, her parents don't need to see that.
If you get in a relationship, you're asking for
it. Wait, how old is Facebook?
No, they definitely read the comments, though.
How do you know?
Because they're friends with my girlfriend.
The status announcement.
Yeah. Oh, the status announcement.
Dude, there was some. I deleted like 5 or 6.
Her parents are going, who is this guy?
Oh, yeah.
What is going on? How old is she?
That, she's 31. My age.
Your boy's a celebrity.
There was a lot.
Does she know about the mustache?
How many comments were on
what
that?
What does that mean?
Does her mom know about the mustache?
Not yet.
Sorry, mama.
Not yet.
Hey, what? How many comments were on your...
Oh, fuck.
Dude, what is she thinking?
I don't know. She's still with me. So.
Have you met her parents yet?
I have not.
What?
You're fucked.
It's fresh.
You're fucked. You should have met him before you made that...
Dude, I'm cool as shit. I can meet anybody.
Yeah, you're pretty cool. You're pretty cool.
Do they have a hunting ground?
Are you that cool, though? Yeah, they have hunting ground?
There's 45 comments.
That's not as bad as I thought it'd be.
No.
He deleted 19.
Because I deleted. Yeah, I deleted
about 90.
Yeah. I deleted 136.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Deer and Beer Fest. Be there.
August 27th, 28th, Bloomington, Illinois. $100,000 with the door prize giveaways. Working Class Bowhunter After Party.
Boom.
With Dustin Huff and Cody Christian. Boom. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a good time. You got to be there.
Come see us, Novix, and maybe we're trying to plan some stuff for the after party. More goodies,
special stuff.
Trying to make it sweeter.
Yeah,
you have no reason not to be there.
And, you got
to
be there.
And, you already have no reason.
And if you're from that like 18 to 24 age range, if I remember correctly from the last Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, it's the first weekend that ISU is back at school.
Oh, shit.
And it's also the party night to be out that weekend because all the kids are back partying before school starts that following week.
So who wouldn't want to go to a concert night back?
So come to our concert, go out, and do your thing at the bars all of Bloomington. So if you're in that age range, that pertains to you a little more. Or if you're a creep, still come out and do your thing.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell all your creep friends. And we learned a lot last time we were there. No one wears a bra anymore. Working class bow hunter.
We just throw change at people.
Yeah. Do we have booth numbers yet?
Yeah. You guys got
it. I put you on the spot.
Well, yeah, you did. Yours is going to be super easy to find, though. It doesn't even matter.
I mean, the back wall before you go into the big deer competition.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going
to Can't mess us.
You're gonna
right
be,
there.
Yeah. Right there in the wide open for sure.
Cool. Anything else you want to plug before we go?
Novix?
Where are they at?
Right next to us.
Right next to Working Class bow hunters.
Frank, you got any piece?
Oh, Frank, you're with us?
Fucking A, bro. Oh, shit. Motherfuckers come by and see us.
Chandler.
We'll have all of our new stuff out there. You know, come check out our, you know, the frost coating platforms and seats, and check us out.
Right before deer season, man. Pick you up a stand.
This will be like the debut show for that coating.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So come out and see it.
Yep, no doubt. It's something that, you know, the industry hasn't seen yet. And we are the first and the only, you know, with this frost coating.
I've actually already felt it. I've seen it and felt it already.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I haven't brought it to you, bitch.
I saw it. I did see it.
You did? Good.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Okay, well, I'm going to see that review here.
I wish I would have seen it tonight, but
bring a stand over.
It would be really cool to see it tonight.
Next time, just let me know when the group's going to be together, and I'll bring one. I'll bring both of them.
A week from today.
I'll bring it over. Just text me.
And a pizza.
Give me 2 days before, man.
You got to bring a Monocle's pizza.
Yeah.
No problem.
Because Monocle's pizza is my jam.
Bro, you've never heard of Filippo's then.
Is it the same shit?
No.
No. Wait, what's better?
Filippo's is way better.
Damn, that's a bold statement.
Wow. I'm a Monocle's.
Have we ever had Monocle's?
Only found where?
I had Monocle's once.
Only found in Monocello or Muhammad.
I grew up on Monocle's, bitch. That's
unless you've got us one.
I'm going to have to treat you to some Filippo's.
I would love that. Monocle's is like my childhood memories wrapped up in one flavor.
Filippo's is nowhere near the same as Monocle's. They're two opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to pizza. But
okay. But I'm open-minded.
You're about to find
out. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. Contest.
I'm in. Frank, Even if it's a frozen monocle, bring him up a frozen.
I will bring that over, bro.
I'll compensate for it. I'll meet you halfway on the monocles. I'll make it worth your time.
I'm coming over here to drink some brews, bro.
Okay. Bring me the monocles. Coronas.
Hang out with my homies.
Chandler, my guy.
Chandler, what you got?
Looking forward to it, man. I didn't get to go to the first one, so it's going to be fun.
You have a good time.
Good time.
It's your type of party.
You miss a lot of shows.
Illinois,
I do.
Deer, and Old Fashions is what you can make
I'm going to be there.
Make it your own party.
Everybody else is going to be drinking beer. I'll be drinking Old Fashions, but I'll be there.
I'll drink a few with you.
Hell yeah.
I'll absolutely drink an Old Fashioned with you.
Yeah, well, I'll have
that's
one.
My go-to.
Why not? Illinois Deer and Liquor.
Boom.
And beer.
I'll have one.
You make it your show.
Maybe two.
Doug, what you got? I'm saving best for last year.
Oh, here we go.
Come to the show, you nerds. Go fucking around.
All right. Thanks
have
for
a good time.
Eric?
Yeah, come out and see us. Check out Novik's new stand and come to after party. You ain't going to be disappointed.
You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.